Today on Lesser Nerds, Asperger Syndrome. I was trying to hold it. Asperger Syndrome. Maybe we'll just let the listener discover that one on his own. Today on Lesser Nerds, Google tries to take over the phone world, and Apple shits a brick. A Jedi says these are not the deals you're looking for. Bouncing breasts raise more than just awareness for cancer. Michael Jackson hated the Thriller album until he visited a playground full of school children. And we catch up with a high-tech hobo. Josh Sullivan of 52 Friends insists it's not 52 booty calls. Plus, auto-tuning Art Carlson with an iPhone. And why wireless charging isn't what you think.
I've always wondered if you've got Asperger's syndrome.
Me?
You.
Do you say Asperger's or Asperger's? Because personally, I think Asperger's sounds better than Asperger's. Someone wondered if Kanye had that. Because of his outburst the other day, someone suggested that Kanye might have Asperger's.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal.
I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
It's not true.
Is it Asperger's or burgers?
I'm going to say Asperger's just because I don't want to spend the next 4 minutes saying Asperger.
I don't worry about an Asperger.
What is Asperger? I know what Asperger is. What is Asperger's?
The reason why I brought it up is we were watching the season premiere of The Amazing Race.
Don't tell me what happened. I haven't seen it yet.
One of the contestants has Asperger's syndrome. Which is,
how did they even leave the finish line?
which is an autism spectrum disorder. Yes. The gist of it's basically the lowest form of autism you could have without somebody recognizing you have autism.
Right, and it's essentially just largely affects your social interactions.
Right. The thing about the Asperger's, though, and now you got me wrong, Asperger. You know what? I don't know. If somebody knows, send an email.
If the listener could tell us, please tell us if it's Asperger.
This guy is kicking ass. Burr. on The Amazing Race, the gist of the syndrome is that you can't read faces. You can't tell if someone's being sarcastic. You yourself tend to speak in a very clinical fashion as well.
This Amazing Race guy, have they said from the very beginning that he has Asperger?
He has himself said it. And what's really funny about the whole thing, considering this is supposed to be a social inequality issue.
Right.
He was the only one to pick out the jackass from the group of contestants who was lying.
Ah, that's interesting.
So you're a fan of the Amazing Race, yet you haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched it yet. We're going to try and get the kids involved this season. We figured if the kids are going to be watching TV, we might want to watch it with them to sort of monitor what they're seeing. I know this is a very middle-aged white boy thing to do.
Dude, they're not going to want to watch a logistics show about the airplane industry.
I hate to tell you, but my eldest daughter has already watched the first 10 minutes of it and is totally hooked. She watched it when I wasn't around. Unfortunately for me, my eldest daughter has figured out how to use the TiVo, how to use the old PVR, and she now is like, all of a sudden I'll suddenly find episodes of Prank Patrol, and I'm like, I don't remember programming this, and so I have to go every morning and edit out all the things that she set to program.
How old is she? 23?
She is going to be 9 next month.
See, I've got a 3-year-old, and
wait, my friend, just you.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
You have to be on LSD to write that show.
Which I believe is the case.
It could only be the case. Every time Dora accomplishes something, three little insect-like creatures come out, and they play musical instruments, and they just pass. Now you've got to be high to watch it, and I think Kevin Smith, the director / actor, mentioned that in one of his little shows that I watched, where he stands on stage for 3 hours and talks.
Yeah, he's a cock.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Kevin Smith.
Why is that?
Because no matter how big a fan I will ever be of Kevin Smith, I will never be as big a fan of Kevin Smith as Kevin Smith is of Kevin Smith.
You don't think a healthy sense of self-worth is important?
There's a difference between a healthy sense of self-worth and being a legend in your own mind.
Mm. Well, then you and I are screwed.
I downloaded IMT Pain for my iPhone. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
What the hell's wrong with you? IMT Pain is an iPhone app, which is essentially auto-tune for the iPhone.
Oh, really?
It's auto-tune for the iPhone, and it will completely auto-tune your voice. It's been on Ellen DeGeneres. It's all over the place. In fact, I think it's one of the top paid apps in the iPhone store right now as we speak. Terrible name, IM T-Pain, because it's based on the rapper T-Pain, who I'm sure is very well represented in the Crash Boy CD library.
Yeah, I'm so hip, I have trouble seeing over my pelvis.
So IM T-Pain is this program that will auto-tune your voice. I got to say, I downloaded it this morning, and being the total geek that I am, I can't get it to auto-tune my voice. I'm talking into it, I'm singing into it, and it's got nothing. It just sounds like me. It sounds like me singing.
So you already sound like you've been auto-tuned.
No, I just sound normal. It sounds normal. It does not. Yeah, exactly. Maybe this is what the problem is. I'm such an amazing singer that I don't need auto-tune.
Cracker, please.
You're listening to Lesser Nerds. Maybe you're listening online. Or maybe you're in the subway listening to the show on your iPhone or iPod or whatever portable MP3 music device you happen to use. Or maybe you're sitting in front of the computer masturbating.
Bouncing Canadian breasts. Is there anything better?
Maybe bouncing Canadian breasts with maple syrup?
Hold on. Okay, I'm there. Yeah.
Just Googled that, didn't you?
I should have, actually. You're Googling that right now.
Yes.
I can hear you in the background. Bouncing Canadian breasts with maple syrup. Please make sure you clear your Google search history before the wife comes home.
Item number one, sports bras need improvements to avoid breast pain during exercise.
This is very true.
And then the subheading is May 29th, 2008, Beyonce's maple syrup diet.
Does that have anything but her breasts?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. So there's this PSA which has gone viral online. It's for a breast cancer fundraiser, and the video that was made was the brainchild of this. Who is she? She's the host of MTV Canada or some such thing.
MTV Canada.
And she made this video for a wonderful cause for this. Sort of moderately named thing called the Booby Ball, Toronto-based fundraiser for breast cancer. And the PSA has a big party, and she walks out, and the camera is a close-up of her breasts jiggling very, very...
seductively?
Sure. That's a good one. How about just heavily?
Yeah, that's fairly accurate.
Okay. And now, of course, this went viral to the point where even CNN picked it up and various and sundry other news organizations around North America picked this up because, according to them, they would say that they wanted to talk about whether or not this was too suggestive and this was a good way to get the message out. But let's be honest, CNN wanted to show bouncing boobs on their show.
And so did The View, and so did Good Morning America.
I love it when news organizations do this. They pick up a video like this and can act like they're in their ivory tower and we are holier than thou, saying, look at what these people have done. Is it too much? Meanwhile, they'll show it 47 times in prime time and access to make sure that we see the bouncing tits and get the ratings.
The Los Angeles Times headline read, breast cancer ads use lechery for good. So what's wrong with this?
Well, I mean, I don't find anything particularly wrong with this because of the fact that the purpose, the stated purpose of the PSA, if you talk to Aaliyah, I guess Aaliyah Jasmine, she has a hyphenated first name. Do her friends call her Aaliyah Jasmine?
Maybe they call her AJ.
That's not a bad idea, actually, because Aaliyah Jasmine would seem a bit too much of a mouthful.
Perhaps.
Speaking of mouthfuls, so as Aaliyah Jasmine is bouncing down here, she says, listen, the reason we're doing this is because we want people to talk about it. And guess what? People are talking about it.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, obviously it's done its job. Agree or disagree with the strategy, but it's doing its job very clearly. I have no problem with that.
as well. You know, could you imagine putting this together, going into the boss's office and saying, oh, by the way, here's my PSA. I could only imagine they went, brilliant.
Oh, sure.
Did you know of this woman before the...
Never heard of her.
At 27 years old, she said she had her first breast examination this year after becoming the co-chair of this year's Booby Ball.
When she was 27, she had her first breast exam?
I don't know a heck of a lot about breasts, as my entire high school career can attest. But aren't you supposed to be doing that kind of test earlier than that?
I don't know. Maybe the listener can tell us.
You know, my doctor doesn't need to stick his finger up my bum until I'm 40. Oh, hey, you're over 40. How'd that go for you?
I still haven't done it yet, but you still have to get the little blood test, the prostate-specific androgen, which, you know, of course, what the acronym for that is, PSA. You don't know whether something is a public service announcement or somebody trying to figure out if you have cancer of the ass, otherwise known as Asperger's. Assume for a moment that I'm an idiot. You there?
I'm working on it, yeah.
Okay, I know it's a stretch. Explain to me how wireless charging works.
I can explain it in a simple phrase.
Sure.
Cordless toothbrush.
Okay.
Do you have a cordless toothbrush? Have you ever had a cordless toothbrush?
I have a cordless toothbrush, but of course you do have to put it back on its charger in order to charge, and it uses an induction technology.
Okay, then you've got your answer right there. Cordless charging for cell phones, etc., works on exactly the same principle.
Yes, but the charger that it has to connect to is plugged in. So right. If I have my Dell laptop, if I have my Dell Latitude Z, which is the first one coming out with an anti-cord Latitude Z wireless charging, yes. How do I charge this without wires? I do not get how the electricity gets into my battery to charge it.
Well, what you do is you've got a pad on your desk, and you put the laptop down on top of that pad, and that pad is plugged into the wall.
Oh, so it's not cordless charging.
No, it's not cordless charging the way Wi-Fi is cordless internet.
Well, what a bunch of dicks. They totally led me astray. Maybe I am an idiot, because basically I thought that your laptop was sitting in the backyard with you, and the battery was getting charged somehow through the magic of thin air.
Is this Star Trek?
Well, that's what I wondered. I had no idea how electricity was going to travel through thin air.
You wanted Star Trek. Pure energy. I didn't know Michael Jackson hated the Thriller album.
You were scared, weren't you?
I wasn't that scared.
Yeah, you were scared.
That was news to me as well. But you know what? I wonder if that's one of those things where it was said in passing and he didn't really hate it. He just kind of,
He was quoted as, not quoted, it's actually on audio tape that he thought that the record sound was crap.
Yeah, but you know, any artist who's in the act of creation of whatever they're doing is like, oh, I don't know, this stinks, this sucks, blah, 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 blah. It's a common thing. The interesting thing I find about this little article about Jackson hated the Thriller album, for the listener, if you don't know what we're talking about, you can just go to our Twitter feed, twitter.com/lessernerds. You can find a link to this very brief article, is the fact that when they quote Michael Jackson as saying, quote, Thriller sounded so crap, the mixes sucked, they actually don't say the full word crap. They take out the middle two letters as if crap was just too obscene a word to be used on contactmusic.com. They couldn't say crap. They had to do C, asterisk, asterisk, P. And that's much less offensive, so that we could go, oh, thank goodness they didn't say crap.
Yes. You know? Well, how do you know? Maybe he didn't say crap. Maybe he thought the album sounded like carp.
Exactly. Or coop.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe actually he said chap. Maybe we're saying, we're assuming the wrong thing here. It sounded so chap because he was recording it, with some British people.
In 1923. Now you're on the trolley.
Oh, that old dead white woman. This is Lesser Nerds.
So I've got this iPhone and I've got the Google app for it, and it's got voice search. Have you used this?
I have not used it, no.
It is incredible. Very accurate.
The concept behind this is you speak into it, and Google actually then does the search on Google?
Right. So you don't need to type in your search on Google. You now just speak your search. When you lift your cell phone, your iPhone up to your ear, it recognizes it's up against your ear. The screen goes dark. You hear a beep, and you speak your search, and it finds it for you. And it's incredible. So I spoke in, how does Google Voice work? And I actually got completely sidetracked on the topic of the Google Voice app, which is different than the Google app that has voice search.
First of all, let's also tell the listener just a basics of what Google Voice is, because I didn't even know what the hell it was.
This is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
This issue has gotten to the point where even the Federal Communications Commission's gotten involved, because Google, for all intents and purposes, is doing an end run around the telecommunications industry
right, with
Google Voice. Google gives you a Google phone number, and you give that to everybody instead.
The easiest way to put it is that Google Voice is Google trying to be its own phone company, and you have an internet phone number. And when anyone calls you on the internet phone number, it routes it to the phone you choose.
Because it's software, though, you can say, if it's my wife, route it to my cell phone, regardless as to whether or not I'm in that daily 9 a.m. meeting.
Convenient.
If it's grandma, I don't want to talk to that crazy old lady. Send her to voicemail right away. And once grandma's in voicemail and she's left a voicemail message for you, Google Voice transcribes that for you almost real time and sends you the email of the voicemail. So when you get into work in the morning, if you've got 50 email voicemail messages waiting for you, you don't need to keep pressing 7 to skip or delete to move to the next one. You just scan your inbox and decide which one is important.
I didn't know that. See, my nipples just got a little hard listening to that, because that's awesome.
And Apple shit a brick.
Yes.
Because this is wholesale rewriting of the rules of the telephone industry.
But now, this is what I don't get, and maybe you can explain this to me knowing a bit more about the industrial side of this, is that what stake does Apple have in the phone industry? I could see Ma Bell getting pissed about this, but
did get pissed at this. Allegedly, they've denied being involved in this in any way, shape, or form, but Apple has a very tight relationship with AT&T in the United States.
There you go.
Rogers in Canada, and all these other telecommunications companies worldwide that sell the iPhone. So what happens when you hit the Google app instead of the phone app on your iPhone, punch in a phone number, Google via voice over IP can route that call to anywhere in the world for you, bypassing AT&T's long distance charges. When Apple had convinced these guys to give you unlimited data, now this unlimited data is being used in a means by which AT&T never expected in the first place. What's the end game here? Does the FCC turn the entire industry on its ear and demand that Apple permit this?
We'll find out.
2 hours of pushing rumors, 8 for 12, 4-bedroom. Man of means by no means, the king of the road.
If I was a hobo in 2009, what would I look like?
You would look like Josh Sullivan.
So I would have a really kind of cool mustache and wispy blonde hair?
And a hat. My
Josh
question
Sullivan.
Is,
yeah, what do you want to say about Josh Sullivan?
Not about Josh explicitly, as much as the hats. What's with the hats coming back? Has everybody suddenly decided that, you know, it's 1950 all over again? Well, regardless, Josh Sullivan, 21st century hobo. This is a guy who worked in a junkyard and one day thought, you know what, screw it. And he up and quit his job and decided that he was going to spend the next 52 weeks on 52 different couches across the continental United States.
So he's not actually hitching rides on the back of...
No. And I doubt he's singing Trailer for Rent while he's doing it. But
sure.
He's got a MySpace page, a Facebook account, all of this high-tech stuff. He's got a laptop, a cell phone, and he's basically booking people to let him sleep on his couch for a week. And they take him, they show him around town, they show him what the world is like in their world. And he does this for 52 weeks. He's an artist.
Wow.
He's painting pictures. He's got this little thing where he's doing light switch plate covers as a means – he designs them, paints them, and sells them as a means of getting the cash to go from point A to point B. As a matter of fact, I've got him on the Skype. Do you want me to call him?
You got him on the Skype now.
Yeah, we can put him on the Skype.
This is what I love about a 21st century hobo. You can get him on Skype.
Yes.
You know, he's not in the back of a cattle car roasting a ribbit over a fire in the middle of a tomato soup can. He's on Skype.
Yes.
Not only is he on Skype, he's probably teefing somebody else's Wi-Fi feed, which means his Skype would cut out every 27 seconds, and he probably has a shitty Skype sound.
He's on my Skype connection here, so here, let me hook him up.
All right.
Josh, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and good morning.
Hey, Josh. That's Art Carlson.
Hi, Art. Nice to meet you. I'm Josh.
It occurred to us that hauling you out of bed at 10 in the morning, considering your lifestyle, might not have been a very good idea.
No, I didn't go to sleep till like 6, but I'm awake. I'm alert.
Josh, where are you in the world right now?
I'm in Leesburg, Virginia.
So how are you communicating with us here? Considering you're a 21st century hobo, I get this image of you plugging your laptop into a tree.
I'm on someone's Wi-Fi right now. Whoever is gracious enough to leave their Wi-Fi open for me at this moment, I'm on it.
Oh, so wait a minute. So you are leeching off some unknown Wi-Fi connection somewhere in Virginia right now?
Yeah, that's how I've been on the internet for the most part, is leeching off people's Wi-Fi.
I guess that's the 2009 version of jumping on the back of a moving train.
Yeah, exactly. It took maybe 2 months to get used to actually having a cell phone. I just couldn't believe that people could contact me wherever.
So looking at the photos on your Facebook page, it strikes me as 52 friends, yes, but more or less, this is a 52-week booty call, isn't it? Come on.
Asking me that, like it's strange because there've definitely been ladies that I've become enamored with along the way. As the kids say, they know that I'm only there for a week, so there isn't time to cultivate anything. Or you know,
I don't think cultivation enters into it.
The other thing is I've been so busy with a lot of things, working on booking the trip, working on writing, working on taking photos, doing whatever, and so it hasn't left me any time to have any booty calls.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll simply being diplomatic and discreet and lying through your teeth. Craziest story so far.
I was staying in Durand, Wisconsin, which was a town of about 1,900 people. I was staying with this woman and her dad every day would he would go to the senior center and eat lunch with the rest of the seniors. She had set it up where I could go and give a talk to all the seniors about my trip. And so I went there, gave this 45-minute talk about everything, and at the end of it, they gave me cake and ice cream. And I'm sitting there eating my cake and ice cream, and this one woman who had been listening to me, she came up to me and she said, "Hey, do you want to go see the Devil's Punch Bowl?" I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah, let's go." So she said, "All right, I'm going to run home. I'm going to grab my car and I'll come pick you up." So she got me and she got my host, and my host was sitting in the back seat, and we're driving away from town, and we're driving, and she looks in the rearview mirror back at my host who's sitting in the back seat, and she says, "Do you think I should tell him?" She's like, "Yeah, I should probably tell him now." And I'm thinking, "Tell me what?" And she says, sort of reluctantly, because she's driving at the time, she says, "I'm in the Wisconsin Book of Curiosities for being in 23 car accidents and hitting 19 deer."
Oh, well, look, we just lost him.
What a shock.
A combination of stolen Wi-Fi and Skype, and the audio quality's not very good?
Do you know why we lost him?
Why?
Because he's got to go catch a train to Kentucky. The king of the
road. Jedi says Tesco discriminated against him.
I love this. I absolutely love this. And I'll tell you the reason why I love this. Because of the response of Tesco. Tesco, for the listener who might not know this, is a major food and goods chain in Britain.
Also known as a supermarket.
A supermarket, exactly. But the fact that Tesco responds with hold on, what's the quote here?
Okay, the before we get into that, the issue is simply that he was wearing his Jedi robe with the hood up at the time, and quite frankly, anyone walking around anywhere with a hood up is going to raise suspicion.
Right.
You know, why are you wearing a hood? Do you not want to be seen? Do you not want to be recognized? Do you not want the 300 security cameras that a British supermarket regularly installs in their operations to pick you up? So they said, hey, you've got to take that down. He said, I'm being discriminated against. And Tesco said,
quote, he hasn't been banned. Jedis are very welcome to shop in our stores, although we would ask them to remove their hoods. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and Luke Skywalker all appeared hoodless without ever going over to the dark side, and we are only aware of the Emperor as one who never removed his hood. If Jedi walk around our stores with their hoods on, they'll miss lots of special offers. To me, Tesco, like, if I lived in England, I would now be shopping at Tesco just for that press release, because to me that is absolutely brilliant. Instead of coming out with the classic staid, stuffy, we would like to apologize, and trying to play the game, essentially they've turned it a little bit on its head and shown this guy what a total dick he is. I think if you want to walk
Grow
around...
up!
Hold on. I'll tell you what. If you want to walk around and claim that you're a Jedi and do that whole bit, then perfectly fine. If, however, you want to wear it on your sleeve by wearing a hood and going to the press by saying Tesco discriminated against you and blah, 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 and saying to everybody, ooh, look, I'm a Jedi, you know what? You need to have the shit slapped out of you because you're a total cock. If you are a Jedi, be a Jedi in your home. Do whatever you
know. No. This is, if you want to be gay, that's fine. Be gay in your home. The solution is not be a Jedi in your home. The thing about being a Jedi is that you're not really a Jedi.
Right.
Come on, give me a break. It's a movie. Grow up.
Okay, but how do you know that he can't move shit with his mind?
Because if he could, he would simply have choked the spokesperson for Tesco by clenching his fist.
If you want to ask Art some questions, you can go to lessernerds.com and you will indeed find a tab at the top right corner of the page. Ask Art, and you can ask me questions about virtually anything. Crash Boy has tried to make it look like it's all about sexual diseases. However, it's not.
Well, I thought you were an expert in sexual diseases.
Listen, just because I've had chlamydia three times doesn't mean anything. You can ask me anything, and Lord knows I'll answer it, and the response will be phenomenally wonderful.
Remarkably, we've actually had one email submitted so far, which surprises me considering the site isn't even supposed to be live yet at the time of this recording. And it is from John Wank 23. Do you know a John Wank 23 by any chance?
He was my grade 10 high school teacher.
No, he's not. He asks, dear Art, does this look infected?
Are you serious?
Yes.
This has actually come up.
Yes. Now, he didn't submit a photo, so I don't know how you're going to know if it's infected, but
okay,
is it infected?
Okay, you know what? Just finding that this people are going to see right now how fast Art Carlson works when responding to these. I don't have to go look it up. I don't have to rely on Google. I don't have to go through a whole bunch of shit to answer your questions.
Yes.
I might sometimes, but for John Wank, I'm going to answer your question right now, and the answer is no. Thank you, John Wank, for playing the game. If, however, you have other questions you would like to ask Art, I'm happy to answer them at lessernerds.com.
King of the Road, performed by Howlin' Hobbit on his Glyph Soprano ukulele. Show music by iPhone app RJDJ. Follow us on twitter.com/lessernerds.
No animals were harmed in the making of this production. Lesser Nerds, a Vision of Rand Corporation. Consult a physician if itching occurs.